Hi, this is Lawrence from Summer Culture over at the Academy 3, interviewing Zetra from Exodus. How's things?
Things are great.
How's the tour been?
It's packed every night, crazy, off the hook.
I really can't believe the actual itinerary when I looked at it of how many dates you've actually done. Now, the ones that I've got was 23 dates in 26 days. Now, I don't know if that's correct.
No, we're around 35 shows.
Jeez.
And we've only had 4 days off.
Wow.
So yeah, we've been kicking. This Saturday when we go home, it'll be 6 weeks that we've been here. We played almost every day.
Fantastic. I don't know how you do it. I had trouble getting here.
I don't have to drive. Somebody else does it.
So what's the audience reactions been like?
They're going nuts, and they're all, it's like new school people. There's all young kids in the crowd now, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's like there's still the old school, you know, hardcores. There will always be the old school hardcores, but for the most part, there's, you know, they're a new group, new demographic of kids that are coming.
That's excellent.
And like, you know, they're like, they've learned that there's certain bands that signify the sound, and that's what they're clamoring to. When we were in Russia, we played Moscow, and there was, I'd say probably the oldest person in the crowd was 25. It's unbelievable. There was like 1,000 people there that night.
Fantastic. That must be really good for you as well, seeing a new breed of people coming in.
When you're 30 years in the business and you're still relevant in that way, it's amazing. It means, you know, like we have this whole new crowd to play in front of, you know what I mean? So it's definitely, they're learning the ways of the pit.
Yeah, I guess so. So could you tell me the difference? Do you see a difference between a European crowd, what their reaction, and an American crowd?
Oh, there's difference between countries in Europe, let alone America, South America, you know, Australia, Japan. They all have their own niche. All metal fans love metal.
Yes.
Nobody's like jamming it down their throats. Nobody's going, okay, this is cool, you gotta listen to this. They love it, or you love it, or you don't. So our fans are so loyal, they'll always be there. And in some places, they're a little bit more crazy. You know, Moscow, I would say probably the most insane show on this tour was Moscow and the two nights at the Underworld, the last two nights in London.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you
insane.
About that.
Insane.
You might find that Manchester has a very insane crowd as well.
Well, good. We're ready for them. We're ready for the insanity.
That's excellent. Are you, when you go back, you've got the Lemmy showboat. Is it?
It's a cruise.
It's a cruise. So what?
Not for 3 months. I get to go home and ride my bike and reacquaint myself with the family again. You know what I mean?
I understand. What does that involve exactly? Is it just a hired a boat and they're just going to...
This is the second year they've done it. It's called the Motorboat.
Right.
And Motorhead obviously is the headliner. It's Slayer, Anthrax, Exodus, Hatebreed, Suicidal Tendencies. There's a bunch of bands on it.
Sheesh.
And you leave from Miami and we go to Bahamas and Nassau for 5 days. And it's just a cruise where we all play on the boat, two sets.
Excellent work. Yeah. And what's the sort of crowd that's on there then?
Well, obviously hardcore fans.
But what sort of capacity can you carry on that sort of thing?
Oh, it's a cruise ship. Thousands.
So it's just a proper cruise ship.
It's a cruise ship.
God, that's madness. Right, that's fantastic. Right then. Well, listen, thanks for taking so much time
no
to come out and
Thank
talk
you.
To me. And have a great show tonight and I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Enjoy it. We're going to kick your ass for sure.
Thank you. I'm sure you
it's
will.
It's going to be violent.
Thank you very much.
No problem.